Vladimir Putin is formally in the running to become Russia's president for a third term. Hundreds of Russian celebrities, sports figures and politicians have gathered in the capital Moscow to nominate the incumbent leader as a candidate for the March 18th election. And they couldn't resist a verbal shot at the United States, where Russian interference in its election is being investigated. They've pointedly suggested that, while anyone perhaps could run the country there, Russia needs a real leader. State lawyer Viktor Vodolatsky paid tribute to Mr. Putin's work.
Today and in the near future, there is no alternative to the national leader, because he is the only one for today who has succeeded in building a bipolar world, but not the unipolar one as the US is trying to build, and who has made Russia a strong and powerful state.
Mr. Putin's schedule was too full for him to visit the nomination event, where almost 700 of his backers pledged to vote for him. The former Russian intelligence officer's decision to run as an independent is widely seen as an effort to distance himself from the ruling United Russia Party. But the party has, nonetheless, said it will support him. The move is also designed to consolidate his image as more than just a politician, rather as a father of the nation. Main rival Alexei Navalny's campaign, meanwhile, has been dealt a major blow. Russia's Electoral Commission has ruled him ineligible to stand due to a suspended prison sentence over charges of fraud. The 41-year-old lawyer maintains the charges are an attempt to stifle his opposition work. He's questioned the election's legitimacy, encouraging voters to boycott the poll and calling for widespread protests.
The procedure which is suggested for us to take part in is not an election. The only participants are President Vladimir Putin and the candidates he picked himself, the ones who do not pose any smallest threat to him, the ones who did not and will not campaign.
In response, the Kremlin has pointed to polls showing Mr. Putin leading Mr. Navalny by a substantial margin. And it's announced it will look into whether the appeals for a boycott are illegal. Mr. Navalny has already been jailed 3 times this year, and his rallies and public meetings are often broken up. The European Union has also raised questions over his exclusion, arguing it weakens the chances of holding a truly fair and democratic election. Senior Russian analyst Lilit Gavorgian with IHS Global Insight has told Al Jazeera Television Mr. Navalny isn't planning on change coming easily to Russia.
Navalny is playing a long-term game. This is not about the upcoming elections. And he knows that in the long term, he stands a better chance than anyone else that is in a political landscape at the moment to bid for the presidency. Having said that, I have to say that we haven't seen any change of government in Russia that comes from bottom up. Something has to happen within the ruling elite, and something has to happen with the economy to bring all these factors together to see real change of government.
If Vladimir Putin wins another 6-year term, he would lead until at least 2024, when he turns 72 years old.